Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Fulford is our guest coming up later, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We're very honored to have Mr. Fulford on. We have links to his site up on Infowars.com. His website's BenjaminFulford.com. Very easy to remember. So why did you decide to leave Forbes? I mean, they were still letting you write. I guess you couldn't write what you wanted to, though. Why did you leave Forbes?
Well, there was a lot of things. At first, they let me, you know, expose whatever I wanted. But, and I did a lot of stuff about the Japanese mob and their links to the Japanese government. But then the people in the Japanese government started telling me that, you know, the Japanese mob and the Japanese government were subcontractors to an even bigger mob that controlled the West. And so I started noticing that all sorts of stories were getting spiked. Now, spiked is a term that's used in the corporate media for stories that are killed by, you know, top management for reasons that are often mysterious. Well, they try to convince you it's about some factual thing. But the final straw was when I found out that a antivirus software company was making viruses. And they actually told me that the president was a friend of Mr. Forbes and that he was buying lots of advertising, and so we could not run the story. And at that point, I just got so disgusted that I just didn't want to work for them anymore. And fortunately, I sold some books in Japanese that sold very well, so I had an independent income. So I decided to make the plunge. The other thing, though, is that I realized I was dealing with some very dangerous people who killed with, you know, alarming frequency.
Oh, I think it's best to just go completely public, and then you're afforded at least a larger modicum of protection.
Yeah, what I did, though, was I decided that I would stick to just writing in Japanese for a while. So I switched languages, and I started writing in Japanese, because if I could convince the Japanese to stop financing them, that would be the end for them. That's what I realized out here, is that without Japanese money and Asian money, this U.S. military machine and these people cannot function. But, you know, it was, like many of us, it's like bit by bit we started realizing the whole thing. I mean, it was the Japanese security police, of all people, who told me about 911.
Really? How were you approached by the Japanese security police? Tell me that story.
Okay, well, I wrote a book. I was going to write a book in English, and I sent two chapters to my agent, and it was so explosive. I was naming names of actual gangsters and politicians and actual murders and incidents that I would either have to leave Japan or be killed after I wrote that book. And the day after I sent those two chapters, I got a phone call from the granddaughter of the Meiji Emperor, who told me, suddenly out of the blue, that you should not make the Yakuza angry. And it turns out these gangsters work for the emperor. That's another story, which we don't have time to get into right now. But they told me that I did not understand. She told me I did not understand what was really going on. And she gave me Von Kleist's 911 video, which happened to have a Japanese edition available. And that's what got me started. But she told me eventually, I was the Japanese security police that asked her to contact me. So they were trying to get me on their side. It was clear there's a lot of people in Japan who really wanted to, you know, get rid of this secret government of the West and free Japan.
And the Asians generally, especially if they see you as honorable, they'll kill you in a minute if they don't think you are, even when they're crooks. They think it's kind of bad luck to kill a good guy. Is that why they reached out to you?
Well, you know, these guys aren't scary. I mean, you can think of them as like, say, a colonel in the U.S. Army. He's not scary to you unless you're at war with him, right? So that's how I look at these guys. If I'm not picking a fight with them, they're not going to hurt me. And if I'm not doing something to betray them, I'm okay. So I don't feel any danger with these people.
You know,
I sure hate to be their enemy.
Stay there. I just want, after the break, ask you about the Rockefeller meeting, what it's like being in a room for an hour with him. Folks can watch it online at your site and on YouTube and the rest of it. But a few more minutes with you, then Dr. Roberts coming up.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon-222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrite, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light Water Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is waiting in the wings. I get him on every month or so. Very gracious to spend time with us. Father of Reaganomics, one of the top 10 living economists, listed by major publications. I said, what do you want to talk about? And he said, well, the situation in Iran, the hoax, the election fraud in New Hampshire, and, of course, the economy, gold going to $900, the dollar, the country sinking. Unfortunately, all his predictions starting to come true. Benjamin Fulford quit Forbes last year because they wouldn't let him write about what he wanted to. He lives in Japan. He's broken a lot of amazing news. We're going to get him back up. He's agreed to come on in the next week again for a full hour or more, very late over in Tokyo. In closing, sir, what was it like getting that long interview with Rockefeller, David Rockefeller? How did you get it? And just any other comments about what it was like?
Sure. Well, I told the society that, you know, when it seemed that they weren't, the Illuminati weren't willing to give up their ways, they didn't realize what they were facing when they were dealing with this Asian society, I told them that maybe I should get a hold of Mr. Rockefeller. So when he showed up for a supposedly secret visit in Japan, I was informed, and I called him directly in his hotel room. You know, and got him without any, you know, straight to his line. He answered the phone, and then he knew that I could have had him killed then. And so he agreed to meet me just for 15 minutes. You know, he was just before he went to meet the emperor.
See, Mr. Fulford, your story's got national attention here in the U.S., and it's been all over, you know, the news. And then you say things about how the Asian mafia is mad at the U.S. and amazing statements like that. That's what I've got to have you back on. That's the area that I find just really shocking. But and I'm not doubting what you're saying. It's just so incredible. I'm going to have my producer call you now and set you back up for a longer interview, okay?
Sure, okay.
Thank you, Mr. BenjaminFulford.com, correct?
Yeah, well, keep up the good fight.
Thank you. Again, we waited the last 3-4 months while the story was out there. It got national attention. We can't ignore it. The guy has a pretty credible background, and then he gets into things like that. It's pretty amazing. So we're going to have him up. Now, let's go to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Shifting Gears. And, of course, he's a syndicated columnist. And you can just type Dr. Paul Craig Roberts into Google and read literally hundreds of great reports he's put out in the last few years. Writes a few columns each week. And, of course, he was the head of policy department of the Treasury and you know, the former Wall Street Journal editor. Dr. Roberts, thanks for spending time with us.
You're welcome, Alex.
There's so much going on. We have limited time with you. You've got the floor. What do you want to cover first, the situation in Iran and the Strait of Hormuz? Do you want to get into New Hampshire, the economy? You got the floor.
Well, Alex, I think the first two we can run through real quick. It looks like the Iran video that the White House claimed showed aggression against our ships was another hoax. It was fabricated in order to increase the pressures toward war. They are still determined to have war with Iran, and I think that proves it. The New Hampshire vote. Again, we see what we saw in the 2004 presidential election. Areas that had the D-ball electronic voting machines programmed by right-wing Republican warmongers, those sections of New Hampshire gave the vote to Hillary and, of course, McCain. In the sections of New Hampshire where there were paper ballots, the exit polls and the pre-election polls were again correct, and Obama won. And there is, as of yet, no explanation why the exit polls are always wrong in areas where there are D-ball electronic voting machines programmed with secret software not subject to anybody's examination. So,
Dr. Roberts, can the mainstream media continue to just claim everyone lied to over 50 polls and that suddenly polls that have been accurate, scientific, aren't right? I mean,
can say whatever they want, and unless somebody goes online and spends a lot of time locating sites with reliable information, nobody will know. So, yeah, they can keep saying that. They're not worried about their credibility because they are a unity now. The concentration of the media has created a propagandistic ministry. So that's all I have to say about those two areas. If we turn to jobs, what I did recently was to look at the total job creation in 2006, according to the official statistics of the United States government, which are available online from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And what we found out is that in all of 2007, there were 1,054,000 new jobs created. This is far below the number of jobs necessary to stay up with population growth.
Well, 3 million illegal aliens are coming in a year and 1 million legal, and that doesn't even keep
well,
up with...
That's a different problem, but with or without them, we can't stay with population growth. Now, where are those jobs? I had a good close look at where those jobs are. 29% of the net new jobs in 2007 were waitresses and bartenders. 29%. Healthcare and social assistance accounted for 45% of the net new jobs. then we had wholesale, retail, trade, transportation accounted for, let's see, 181,000, that was maybe like 20% of the net new jobs. So there you have it. As I've been pointing out for years, the only areas of job creation in the United States are in low value added, low wage, domestic service jobs, just like a third world economy. So the transformation of the workforce toward third world economy is continuing.
But, sir, I also see reports about many service sectors contracting rapidly.
Well, they will now that lack of any consumer spending. You see, the consumer's maxed out on credit cards. He's taken all the equity out of his home and spent it. And
by the way, as you said a few months ago here on air, now the credit card situation starting, and I was just reading last night, a bunch of the big credit card companies are now posting record losses on people just defaulting.
That's right. People are heavily in debt. What kept the economy going during the years, creating the waitress and bartender jobs, was the real estate boom. Because that created both construction jobs and it created equity in homes for people to refinance and spend. Well, now there's nothing to drive consumer spending. There's nothing to drive consumer demand. So, yes, we'll see contraction in the job categories I just described.
What does all this mean, sir? I mean, how bad is it going to get?
I don't know, Alex, but I think it'll be fairly bad because the dollar, to support the dollar and keep foreigners financing the budget and trade deficits and the wars, the pressure will be for high interest rates to try to offset the loss in the dollar's value.
But they want to keep the market up as that illusion, and so they... Go ahead.
Yeah. And on the other hand, to bail out the credit mess, they need low interest rates. So they're kind of caught between two disasters. Which one will happen? If I had to bet, I would say they'll try to save the borrowing power of the government. Otherwise, it can't finance its wars and the trade deficit. Now, let me quickly say one other thing about what's happening to the American economy. Your listeners can find this information on the website of the Institute for Policy Studies. The Congressional Budget Office recently released its income data for Americans. And what we see is that 80% of the American population have experienced a falling share of U.S. income, and that the top 1% of the income distribution has received almost the entire income gain of the top 20%. So we see increasing concentration of income in the United States from everybody else to the investment bankers and the CEOs who are offshoring jobs.
And Dr. Roberts, isn't that the classic profile of a third world cesspit?
Yes, it's also a classic profile of massive political instability. So you can see why they're building detention centers and putting in place martial law and all the foundations of a police state. Because we are going to be faced with, I think, a very large political instability based on falling living standards. The Institute of Policy Studies also recently pointed out that despite 6 years of economic recovery, that is from 2000 through the end of 2006, which is, as of this moment, the last complete annual data, in these 6 years of economic recovery, the median family income is still $1,000 below where it was prior to the last recession. So 6 years of recovery has not resulted in the recovery of the median family income.
Because it was all cannibalistic, feeding on overspending and devaluing the dollar.
I think it mainly had to do with the substitution of low-paid jobs for high-paid jobs. The jobs that they offshore are the high-paid jobs. That's where they save the money.
Ah, stay there. Final segment. More incredible insight from Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of policy department of Treasury. Very honored to have him with us. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, final segment with him, syndicated columnist, author. He's got some books out there. Great guy. Google his name, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I know most of you know who he is, but we have a lot of new affiliates across the country. Show's exploding. By the way, I'm not glad that my credibility is going up. I'm not glad that we're getting more and more attention, and I was attacked by five national talk show hosts separately this morning with talking points. It lets me know that, unfortunately, we were right about what was going to happen in America 12 years ago when we saw the signs, and it's all happening. It's kind of sad. I'm sad gold's at 900. Dr. Roberts, I would imagine you're not happy that you've been proven right.
No, I'm not happy.
You mentioned martial law. I mean, we're already going into a police state. They're shifting the economy over into it. But Hitler had the support of the people and was popular. This system is not popular. I don't think they're going to be able to get away with implementing it if they really try. What do you say?
I think they can get away with it. And I don't think Hitler was popular. He never got more than 42% of the vote.
Well, I know it was a parliamentary system, and he got elected president and then abolished the chancellery.
No, he got appointed by Hindenburg, the president.
No, I know, but he got a percentage. It was in the lower house, but then Hindenburg stepped down and made him chancellor and president, was my point.
But no, he never made him president. It's just that Hitler used the Reichstag fire to get the Enabling Act, which essentially gave Hitler legislative authority.
Well, I know he made himself president and chancellor.
Well, when Hindenburg died, he was a very old man.
Yeah.
Hitler was just a dictator. He didn't make any further difference. But he was never elected to this office, and I don't think ever had more than 42%.
No, you're right, sir. But I mean, I don't want to argue about this all day. But in the parliamentary percentage, he though had the. See, here we think of it 52 versus 48, but obviously there you have a bunch of candidates, so it's not a majority, 50%, but it was enough to where they had to let him in because he had the biggest percentage. That was my point.
Well, yeah, could be that, yeah.
But side issue, sir, you think they can get away with it?
Well, they are, aren't they? They continue to get away with it, and they've gotten away with everything. What haven't they gotten away with?
But Ron Paul thinks it's all going to go bankrupt and that's what's going to bring them down.
Well, that's possible. They may have, their hubris and their general economic ignorance may have caused them to overlook the economic vulnerability. But you have to keep in mind, Alex, that when people start losing their jobs and their homes and can't pay their debts and are bankrupt and all that, they're more receptive to a man on a horse. So they're more receptive to people who promise them that we'll be your savior. So it increases the fear. It's a new fear on top of the fear they've created about Islamic terrorists. So you'll have the fear of terrorists plus the fear of economic decline.
Well, if that's the case, why does it appear on the surface that the neocons are trying to stave off the collapse?
I don't know that they are trying to stave it off or if they're even much aware of it. What they're probably trying to do is to save the financial institutions.
I agree with you. They're trying to contain the collapse of the population, not the heights.
Yeah, they're just probably trying to save the financial institutions because of the various political connections and donations.
So you agree with the Financial Times of London. That's what they say.
If they say that, then they're probably right, but it's unusual to find any newspaper, even in London, that would be able to get a good handle on it.
Well, time frames. I know you don't like to put time frames on it, but, I mean, obviously, you said it was going to get bad this year. It's starting. What's a time frame?
I don't know, Alex. I just don't know. There's no real way of knowing. You see, the Fed was able to have that low interest rate and inflate because the offshoring was lowering the price of goods in Walmart. So the inflation didn't show up. As long as China pegs to the dollar, they can inflate without the inflation rate going way up because when the dollar goes down, the Chinese currency goes down with it, and so the price of all the offshore goods don't go up. So when China, if you see China break the peg or continue to adjust it, but much more rapidly or in bigger jumps, that would be a good sign. Chinese peg, watch the Chinese peg. Once the peg goes, the dollar crisis will hit them.
Does gold going up signify that that dollar's going to go down more?
It shows that people are betting that, but all bets in markets are not right. But
Dr. Roberts,
we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
You know, I'm always trying to get Dr. Roberts to plug a book or something. He comes on so much with us, gives us his time. And he just, even though he'd written some books, he's like, I don't want to plug it. Who cares? He's literally here just to warn you. The highest levels of, you know, the economic order out there, highly respected. But The Tyranny of Good Intentions that was published years ago by Random House, he's redone it. Several new chapters. It's coming out in February. You better believe he's going to be here for a full hour. We'll probably even carry that book on our online bookstore at Infowars.com because I've read The Tyranny of Good Intentions. But he's updated it. Wow, Random House is publishing it. And tell us a little bit about the book. You say you've added the destruction of the Bill of Rights and some other chapters.
Yes, I've gone through all of Bush's executive orders and presidential directives and the legislation that he got the bipartisan Congress to pass, and it has essentially vitiated the Bill of Rights. Americans no longer have any rights except by default. They have rights only because the government hasn't come after them individually. But whoever it decides to go after has no rights. So And it also updates many of the legal cases in which the same thing is happening to people accused of felonies. Defendants, for example, have lost the traditional rights that guarantee them a fair trial. So that's in there as well. People need to understand that the entire constitutional and legal basis of the society in which they live is totally changed. It bears no resemblance to anything that it's supposed to resemble.
Well, Dr. Roberts, I remember 6 months after the Patriot Act, early 2002, I was reading AP, Reuters, I was reading the local cases in South Carolina, Texas, where they, you know, using the Patriot Act in non-terror-related cases and spying on lawyers and not letting people face their accusers. I mean, and then all these good old boys think it's for somebody with a, you know, turban on their head. It's not. It's aimed at us, isn't it?
It's for anybody, right. Yeah, that's exactly it. All laws are very expansively interpreted and have always been. And so the new ones that they put in to apply to terrorists, and what nobody pays any attention to is the definition of terrorist is entirely subjective and entirely up to whatever the executive branch flunky is who makes it.
Well,
it can include abortion protesters, environmentalists,
Well, they are now, and you're right. And for 6 years, I've had to sit there and watch Bill O'Reilly and the rest of them say, show me one case where the Patriot Act's been used. And we'd write articles literally with thousands of, you know, links to things with hundreds of pages, and they just count on the public not... I mean, the public doesn't know the three branches of government, doctor. I don't even think I'm smart. And then I talk to the general public, and it's like a different order of creature. It's like they're a rhesus monkey or something. And I'm just telling the public they better wake up. I mean, what do you say to the public that doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground?
I don't know. They don't know what habeas corpus is. They don't know what that is. And I'm always getting letters when I write about it, emails. People, what is a habeas corpus? So they don't even know the most important thing that guarantees their liberty. So I don't know. I don't know, Alex. That's why I think, as we discussed earlier, that the regime can continue to get away with it. And I don't think there's any alternative to this regime. If you look at all the candidates that are in the running, they're all the same. So there's no difference between Hillary, Bush, McCain, Giuliani. They're all the same.
Well, there's no mistake that McCain and Hillary are the two warmongers, and magically the machines went for them. And in closing, the reason we held you over, the economy, you were finalizing that point of watching the Chinese currency peg to the dollar. We already see, again, more and more people creeping away from the dollar. Do you think it will be an overnight snapping point or just this gradual going out with a whimper, not a bang?
Well, if I had to guess, I think it'll be sort of a rolling avalanche. It'll start moving quicker and then all of a sudden so fast and then poof. And I think the key is the Chinese peg. As long as the Chinese keep the peg or some semblance of it, it will support the dollar by holding down the price level in the United States. But the minute they let their peg go, and they may be forced off the peg by people buying gold, by people going into other currencies, you see. The Chinese can't stay on the peg independently of what the rest of the world does.
Well, that was my next question, yeah. Is all these other countries are accelerating, Russia, the Middle East, Venezuela, Europe, away from the dollar, and
yeah.
Now that's hurting China to stay pegged to us. Chinese citizens are now allowed to buy gold starting last year. That's in the gold news, that's mm-hmm. the main engine driving gold up, which then puts more pressure on the dollar. My God, I mean, me just looking at it and the other experts I interview, we're looking at, what, 6 months before I think that avalanche starts, or who knows?
Who knows? The only way they could save the dollar would be to correct the budget deficit and the trade deficit. I don't think in a recession, which we're now entering, I think, that they can correct a budget deficit, and I see no way they can correct a trade deficit as long as all this offshoring is going on. Because what offshoring does is it turns American gross domestic product into imports. In other words, American the national income becomes Chinese income, and it comes back in as imports. So
like you
no
said,
way,
it's not trade. It is cannibalism.
It's cannibalism. There's no way they can correct the trade deficit. And so these two deficits, despite whatever the Federal Reserve is doing, inflating the money supply, these two deficits require so much foreign financing. And they can't finance it without acquiring more dollar-denominated assets. And they don't want more dollar-denominated assets.
Dr. Roberts, in closing, what I see, and just give me your take, I want to let you go, I know you're very busy, we have another guest coming up, that the establishment knew this bubble had been getting pumped up for close to 100 years. They knew it had gone to biblical levels, total lunacy, AAA ratings on junk. The states now trying to cash in, being told they can on investments. And so I've seen the last 10 years them quietly building the infrastructure of the police state. So I think they've just committed that it's going to implode. They're racing to finish their police state in time. And that I believe you're right. They've just decided to just take us right into martial law, may even put a Hillary in. You know, this transcends Bush, and that we are literally up the creek without a paddle.
It does look that way. Where you and I disagree is you tend to see it as a plot. I tend to see it more as just a total incompetence and a congruence of events. But I have no way of knowing who's right on this and don't care to argue about it, because I think the factual description of what's happening, we probably agree a good bit about that. As to why it's happening, it doesn't really matter if it is happening.
Well, no, I agree with you, but you know, I think you're right. In the final equation, I think they think they're in control. You're saying they're not, but I believe they believe, with the hubris and delusional behavior that we've seen in history, I think they think they've got a handle on this. I think they're delusional.
Yeah, well, they damn sure don't control China or Russia. And they think they control Japan, but I think Japan's just sitting there biding its time. It'll be allied with Asia. And they think they control the Middle East. But, again, I think we're going to find out that that's not the case either. So what they're going to find out, they don't control anything. And
what would you say to a police officer listening right now who's going to get the order to go arrest people and put them in paddy wagons and set up checkpoints? I mean, I guess he's just going to do it because he gets his paycheck. I guess it's all over.
Yeah, he'll do it. And they may not even rely on him. They may rely on the Blackwater SS. I mean, Blackwater is really like a Nazi SS, isn't it? It's a private army for the ruler.
And they've now announced they're going to operate domestically.
Yeah, and then they've got the National Guard, that Bush can order the National Guard from one state into another state. So I think whether they'll rely on ordinary police, I don't know. But you now have the militarization of the police. You have all those SWAT teams, and they're already they've been for a number of years bullying people in their own communities. So I don't know that they would be hesitant to arrest people or not.
It's unbelievable. Dr. Roberts, again, you've been very gracious. The book, The Tyranny of Good Intentions, Random House, coming out in 1 month?
It's supposed to be out in February, yeah.
All right, we'll have you on here. God bless you.
Okay, Alex. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. We got Brad Freeman coming up. In fact, do we have him, Brad Freeman? Okay, we had to move him. All right, no problem. He was shut up, and we couldn't have him on then. In fact, I want some time to talk about Ron Paul, so we just won't have him on. We got Dennis Kucinich coming up in the next hour. We got Larry Pratt coming up in the next hour. I know I said I'd take calls in the last hour. In fact, we'll take some at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I have been getting so busy covering news and having guests on, and so much is happening, and we're in such incredible times that I literally have not even been doing my sponsorships on air. I have not been plugging my own books and videos on air. I've cut back by about 90%. Just remember that when you're listening. Things are so serious right now that there's just basically nothing I can do at this point but just sit here with my mouth hanging open. And I look at these yuppies and people out in the street giggling and snickering and laughing, and they think everything's funny. It's not funny. I assure you that what is going on, and the way they're trying to shoot down this great man, Ron Paul, with, you know, now it's over a dozen different newsletters put out in his name through gold companies and things, where they would pay him for a sponsorship. literally multiple publications never even read, and the stuff in there is pretty darn mild and taken out of context. You know, that kind of stuff matters, but then putting all the black people in prison, that's okay. It's just unbelievable how the public is still just a bunch of chicken-necked idiots who have no idea. And by chicken-necked, I don't mean they physically have chicken necks, you know. It just means their souls. They're just little twitly, weak, dumb, easily influenced. I just have no idea why people like to be such mindless idiots. It's just scum. I mean, how could this not be obvious to everyone? All the credible people, all the serious people, everybody who hasn't sold out, can see right in front of you, they're setting up hell. You think it's bad right now, folks. You haven't seen anything yet. Speaking of sponsors, ladies and gentlemen, eFoods Direct is the preeminent 26 years, almost 27 years now, continual business. It's who I get high-quality freeze-dried foods, very easily stored, lasts for 10 years, more in a controlled environment, very high quality. And because they are freeze-dried, it concentrates it all down to where it fits in very small places, massive amounts of food. It's condensed and very high quality. Give them a call at 800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. And I'll just tell you again, if you don't get into storable foods, into metals. I was talking to Robert during the break about what I should do financially. He said, buy guns. I mean, it's just, it's that bad. All these basic things you need, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, big banners at the top of Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. And then, so much of the food out there in the stores and society, the things we eat has been debased, the fields, the soil's been debased. And instead of just taking vitamins where 90% of it goes through you, sometimes all of it goes through you. Some capsules don't even, you know, open up. You don't even get them. Why not have condensed 20 key ingredients, each one of them a superfood? Why not get Inner Food, E-N-E-R-Food.com, innerfood.com. Go to prisonplanet.com, click on the Inner Food Botanicals banner, get 10% off as an Alex Jones listener. Or give them a call and get that percentage off and tell them Alex Jones sent you at 866-762-9238. Dulse, kelp, barley, grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina. That's just six of the 20 power packed ingredients. 1-866-762-9238 or innerfood.com. Great folks over there. And also, I have made 18 films. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement covers the EU, North American Union, Globalist Master Plan, what they want to do once they're in control, just how psychopathic they are, what makes them tick. There's no film out there like it. It is the preeminent all-time film exposing the New World Order. It hits every subject from every angle. It is 2 hours, 20 minutes with 40 minutes of extras. It's Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the creme de la creme, the cream of the cream. No brag, just fact, as John Wayne would say. In fact, I'm scared putting this film out. You know, I say I'm not scared, then I say I am. I mean, I have that, you know, I physically know it's dangerous, okay, but then I buck up and go through it. My point is that there's that memory of fear there. There's that remnant. There's that shell. I recognize where it once was. And believe me, putting this out, I knew, and it's been attacked by a lot of national, international publications. Because let me tell you, you want the big enchilada. You want to get down to brass tacks. You want to get down to the bedrock, the core, the heart, the source. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, it is my transmission. It is the best I've done yet, and it is what you need. If you haven't gotten it, you're nuts. Or if you watch some cruddy rip of it on the web, good. I hope you get the high-quality DVD. I hope you make copies. I hope you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. 5 months free right now when you go and sign up for a year. You pay for 6 months, and you get 5+ months free. So, again, PrisonPlanet.tv and your purchase and support there at the site makes it all possible. The TV shows, everything else we do, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv. That's the beacon. PrisonPlanet.tv, the armory, the weapons cache, and the info war. Use them. Use them on them. Big time. All right, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to shut up now. I'm already getting hyped up. Ron Paul has responded to election fraud. Ron Paul has responded to election fraud. Ron Paul has responded. That is coming up. Also, Dennis Kucinich has signed on for a recount now for the Democrats. We're going to read some of his statements. We also have a Republican candidate who we had on earlier, Mr. Howard, Albert Howard, who we talked to, who is there and has paid for the beginning of the recount, but then they make that very hard. The point is, this will get attention on the fact that there's fraud. And I want to just repeat what Ron Paul said in his admission that there could be election fraud, which we appreciate him saying that, at least, you know, showing that we all know what we're seeing here and that he's aware of it. He said, we've already won regardless. We're educating a whole new generation about the New World Order. There's never been an awakening this big. This is only the beginning. They're going to get even bigger after this. It's exponential. And he just talks about how wonderful this is. And let none of us get negative. A lot of people have shown up at my office cussing and yelling that Ron Paul isn't calling for a recount and isn't out there. He may be. He may. Who knows? The point is that he's a good guy. He has a good record. He's a man of honor being attacked. We have to get behind him. We have to circle the wagons. I get mad, too. But no one is perfect. I'm never going to be perfect. People all the time think I've got to be perfect. Ron Paul doesn't have to be perfect. I know why the campaign right now isn't saying. Like I've talked to some of them, and I already knew the reason. They think it'll lose momentum if it acts like we think there's election fraud. Well, then why should you go out and vote? They know people don't vote because they know it's a scam. But they want to let the process roll out and let us do recounts and let others do recounts. That strategically is better. And I, at one level, see the strategia of just always going public, forget the maneuvers, go straight at them, and calling for the recount. That would get them a lot of attention, but they think the public's too dumb to understand that. I think they're wrong. Just like Ron Paul didn't think he'd get this big, I knew he would. Frankly, I think I know more.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Democracy don't rule the world. Better get that through your head.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head.
This world is ruled by violence.
This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that better left unsaid.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you joined us. I know we've had massive record loads on the internet, and the streams have been going up and down. The show, when it ends today in about an hour and 5 minutes, you'll be able to come back and listen to any part of it you wish. There's also the podcast that goes out, and that's why it's great to be on the AM and FM dial via the satellite, because those rarely go down, and shortwave and a lot of other ways to listen. But I apologize to everybody out there about that. That's why we have the refeeds. Brian in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for keeping us up to date. You know, I never thought I'd be sitting up next to the old Victrola just trying to get the real news.
Absolutely. So you listen to us on shortwave?
No, actually, it's the internet, but I'm calling it the Victrola because it's basically, you know, everybody's sitting around listening to what you had to say because everything that you have to say is eye-opening and unbelievable.
Well, truth is stranger than fiction, Bubba.
And you're a true patriot, I can say that much, and I support everything that you do and all your supporters, and I also support Ron Paul.
What do you think about what's happening right now, everything?
Well, I think that the government should be held more accountable for everything that's being exposed. It's been exposed before. Bev has actually come out and exposed it before, and they should have a means of checks and balances. And being that they don't, that tells me that they just don't really give a damn, and they're probably involved in it.
Here's the deal: in almost every case we've spot checked, and I mean almost all of them. In fact, it's almost always it's a convicted cocaine dealer, heroin dealer, black ops, CIA guy who is running the vote. So these felons can't vote, but they can secretly behind closed doors run everything.
Yeah, it's been proven that they can tamper with the machines. Why doesn't the government look at that and say, hey, you know, we're going to do something about it so it doesn't happen again?
Well, clearly Paul got half the votes he should have from polls. Obama should have beat her by at least 15 points, maybe more, depending on the poll. And they just say, no, everyone lied to the pollsters. That's why this happened. And they have no evidence for that. And we have all this evidence of fraud. And they just go, oh, yeah, it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we have a legislative part of our government for, to verify that our election process is going right.
Look, and we're totally mafia-run, and they're trying to go for broke. They're trying to fully take control. So that's, and I appreciate your call, sir. That's another reason criminals want martial law and tyranny, because they're scared. They know they've gone this far. They can't believe how much they've gotten away with. They are so evil. They've brainwashed the police and military, a lot of them against us, though some of them are waking up. They've got a lot of the public mesmerized watching football and other sports, not knowing they're having a hole in the ground. And they know people are waking up to them and getting wise to them, so they're getting scared. So they need to go ahead and just get full tyranny in place so they're safe. See, tyranny is the end zone for them. That's why tyranny is the norm in human history, because tyrants get in, they do a lot of corrupt things, got a lot of people want to bring them down, they got to have martial law, they think, to protect themselves. And, I mean, we had to go bad sometime. It happens in England, it happens in Germany, it happens in Russia, it happens in Japan, it happens in Mexico. And, man, we do it bigger and better here in the USA. FEMA camps, black helicopters, black uniforms, machine guns, barbed wire, microchipping, forced drugging, it's all here.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.